Well, this time of year, many of us would normally like to be dreaming of a vacation, perhaps even aboard a cruise ship. Not very enticing these days, though, with the coronavirus putting thousands of cruise ship passengers in quarantine and turned away from ports of call. That dream is turning into a nightmare for many. For example, the Diamond Princess cruise ship, another 44 cases diagnosed overnight and confirmed. 220 people on board that ship have now tested positive. Ross Klein is a professor at Memorial University. He's also written extensively about the cruise ship industry, and he is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Fred. How are you doing today?
Well, not too bad. It's been a while since we've chatted, and this is kind of an unusual situation. You know, we can even see some of the videos of people who are quarantined on these cruise ships. We're hearing about more cases confirmed. I mean, what's this doing for the industry?
It's already admitted in terms of the financial bottom line. Carnival Corporation, which owns not just that princess ship, but another princess ship that had to cancel its cruise mid-cruise because of a norovirus outbreak. Carnival Corporation has already said it's reducing its estimated profit for the first quarter down by 65 cents per share. So that's a significant drop for a company of that size.
What would it be like on a cruise ship there now? I mean, you know, we hear some of the stories. I mean, at what point will panic set in and people will just want to get off?
Well, I think it's reaching that point now. I can't imagine being on a ship in this sort of situation where you absolutely have no control. You're just stuck on a ship in the middle of nowhere with no idea when you're going to get off or how you're going to get off. It's just, it's got to be overwhelming in a lot of ways. And, of course, people handle it in different ways. The other thing is that people who book inside cabins, these would be rooms that would be less than 200 square feet, very likely. Imagine living in a room of that sort for 23 hours a day with no natural light. I just can't imagine, again, for doing that for 2 weeks, which is the quarantine period, it's just overwhelming to think about.
And who's going to pay? I mean, all these questions, who's going to pay for all this? If you're on there, you know, you finally save up your money, you go on a cruise, and then all of a sudden you've missed an extra 2 weeks of work, you don't know how you're getting home, you've missed flights. I mean, this is going to have all these other, aside from the potentially deadly health effects, all these other implications.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, missing work, you know, the things back home. I think, you know, it probably screams for the reason to have a travel insurance, particularly on a cruise, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, my guess is this is going to dampen the interest in cruises for a while. People are going to, you know, begin to think about other vacation choices because it becomes a real scar, particularly again with the norovirus, which is two ships now have been refused entry to ports in the Caribbean because of that. And a ship was refused entry to Gibraltar last week.
Well, I'd be terrified to eat the food they brought up to the cabin, the room. If you didn't really know if somebody preparing the food was perhaps infected, I'm not even sure if there's a way to contract it that way. But just any interaction with those people who were preparing your stuff.
Oh yeah, no, it can be transmitted through food. There was an article I just read this is on that particular ship where a crew member on the quarantine ship has just now been diagnosed with the virus, but he's been on the quarantine ship socializing with other crew members in the crew mess over meals. So it's kind of like, you know, that the ship is quarantined, but that doesn't mean the individuals apparently are quarantined.
What's your advice to somebody who might be considering taking a cruise or is planning one in the next couple of weeks? I mean, this is the time of year when people, specifically in this province, like to get away from the snow and cold and go on a cruise, and they save their money for a couple of years to try to do this, or maybe longer. What's your advice to anybody who's going or considering taking one?
Well, I think norovirus and influenzas are common this time of year, any place you go, and as well as on a cruise. So I think in taking a cruise, go on being aware of that and take as many precautions as you can. I mean, it's being aware that these things are often transmitted by person-to-person contact. So be aware of washing your hands frequently, avoiding situations where, you know, there's other people who are ill. still, because the other way it gets spread is through air, you know, through particles that get sprayed by coughing or sneezing. But I think it's a matter of, I wouldn't change your life entirely. So if you've paid for a cruise, I'd go on and have a good time, but I'd take as many precautions as possible to avoid contact with things that are going to make you ill.
Ross Klein, thanks for your thoughts on this today, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay, good chatting with you.
Likewise. That is Ross Klein, a professor at Memorial University, but also the author. He's written extensively about the cruise ship industry.